And here we go. Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK. Today is Monday, May 18th, 2026. And the Buck and I are with y'all for the next 2 hours on today's show. We'll recap a fantastic weekend on the diamond. Texas softball is advancing to the Super Regionals. Texas baseball sweeps Mizzou to carry some momentum into the postseason. We got some Longhorn football and basketball conversation to dive into as well. A couple of commitments over the weekend for those two teams. We've got some NBA playoff action to get into. Spurs Thunder game one is tonight as the conference finals are set in the association. We've got some NFL. We've got some PGA championship. And oh yeah, our first airplane story in quite some time. Coming up in the BBK News, we are locked and we are loaded and ready to roll on a Monday. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. How are you today, my man?
I am good. I am recuperating. Other than that, it's going to be, folks, get ready. We're about to get wet again this week. And that will probably start. I mean, you talked about having a little rain yesterday. Had some slight drizzle, but nothing like we're going to get starting tomorrow night. It says it all the way through, Saturday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday. But starting Tuesday night, I think we'll get away with nothing again today. Maybe some showers here and there, but nothing like we're going to start starting tomorrow night. So get ready for the rain. Once again, don't ever complain about rain around this place. Although it seems like it's been like raining every weekend, except for kind of this weekend. But we need it and we can use it. As long as it keeps the temperatures down, but expect about 90, close to 95 degrees today. So the temperatures aren't going to be down today. And it was a great weekend. It really was. I got through with the Mullet Open. I got a chance to stay overnight at the Hyatt Lost Pine, which is just a great place. I mean, it's a great hotel. It's a great getaway. And if you got kids, never seen so many kids running around. It's like a camp out there. It's like kids came. They're everywhere at that place. And so I got a chance to get a little bit of rest there, but not really much. I missed my bed, and I'll be taking my early bird CBD here very shortly after this show. My back is jacked up, man. I mean, just standing around and talking and shaking hands. And guess what? I'll never have the flu. I
Never.
shook hands. I shook more hands, got more hugs. I was up close and personal. It was like thinking, oh my God, I'm at an airport here. I got to get some hugs from people. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be sick on Monday or Tuesday by then. But no, I kept the head turned. I washed my hands a bunch of times, BK. And that's not like me. Generally, I shake hands and move about my business, But I got into the hand washing. So I was up and moving around and washing my hands a lot because they're, golfers' hands are filthy hands. They're reaching in their bag, playing with their balls. You know what I'm saying? So then touching hands, I'm like, I don't know. You gotta have your hands in your balls here. I don't know if I want to do all this,
Yeah, which balls are we talking about here?
They reach in there in that, you reach in that filthy golf bag of yours. There's no, you put all kinds of stuff at the bottom of that bag, You guys are reaching in there, then they're shaking your hands, putting your hands around your neck.
I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm a pretty clean, hygienic person. I would say more so than most. And that's one thing that bothers me about golf. And you see this on the PGA Tour, right? People all the time, like at the end of a round, you shake hands with the guys that you play with and their caddies. And it's like these dudes will like take off their hat, they'll like rub their sweat, they'll rub their face, and then they'll shake the other guy. It's like, dude, use your other hand to like rub the sweat off your head. Don't be like doing all that stuff and then shaking my hand, please. It's
Only thing
gross.
worse than that is when a guy comes years ago when a guy came out of the woods at Old Circle C, and I know what he was doing. He went in, he wasn't looking for balls, he went in and used the bathroom, and then he saw me. I was behind him, goes, "Hey, Bucky," and he sticks his hand out and I shook his hand.
Oh
And I'm
no.
like, that guy just took a pee. I mean, I don't know if he had, I don't know if he had dude wipes or whatever, but I'm pretty sure he didn't dude wipe that.
You
And I
hope it
shook
was the
his
number one and not a number two. It could have been, usually on the course, a guy will just take a leak in the woods somewhere. If he's
Oh
going to
yeah.
the bathroom, it usually means he's dropping a deuce.
Yeah, I shook his hand like it was nothing. Like, hey, buddy. And he's coming out of the woods. I'm like, oh my God, what have I just done? But it was good. It was good to see so many people there. We had such a good time on Thursday and Friday, you know, and you know, it's just so many thanks to so many people, and including you, of course, and all your help and all the people that, you know, from the Capital Movers, which is a great moving company that has moved me for free for years. All I do is pay the guys on the truck, but they were here on time. We got the stuff out there. And of course, Tom McCabe, consultation, and giving away 2 85-inch screen TVs, Academy. I mean, there's just so many people, you know, our good friends, you know, at Kenfield Golf Cars, brought 10 extra carts. We needed carts because we were overbooked for the last Mullet Open, and they were there. They got a chance to play for their first time. A couple people played for the first time, and they were sad that it was ending and sad that they didn't get an opportunity to play for so many years. But thank you to all the folks that showed up. Starbucks had all their coffee, and, you know, people had iced tea and coffee there. And, you know, to Katie Markert and her staff, that was just wonderful. That was just a wonderful event. And once again, to the Hyatt Lost Pines, boy, they do a good job out there.
Yeah.
It was great room rates, dude, because a regular room out there during this time of year is like $6. I'm like, what? That's not like the Knights Inn.
It's a little nicer than the Knights Inn.
Oh my God, BK, that's amazing. That's still amazing how people spend to go stay. But if you're with your kids or your wife or your girlfriend, you can't do that the way I do it anymore. Those days are over with. You know, even for me alone, if I'm going to go somewhere, I can't stay. You know, my back is bothering me, and that's a good mattress out there, but I'm going to have to get my early bird because my back, when you get on a different mattress, a different pillow, it's a different world. It's a different world out there. Good day to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so much for what you do. We appreciate it. We appreciate your family sharing you with all of us. And do be safe out there.
Yeah. Congrats to you on another tremendous Mullet Open. It was a fantastic event. I know you give a bunch of credit to so many folks around Central Texas who helped you put this together, but you're obviously the straw that stirs the drink. So give yourself a pat on the back. It was a ton of fun to be a part of. And now, shout out to the Morning Kickoff, Mike Hards and Mark Henry, for doing their show out there on Friday as well. I want to give those guys some love. But so great to see so many friendly and familiar faces, and just a tremendous turnout. Weather couldn't have been better. And honored to get to be a small part of it, but obviously a great event benefiting a great cause, and all the work you've done for the Burke Center over the years is super honorable, man. So well done.
You know, and to meet some new people there, you know, like we met the new analyst at the University of Texas for football, which was that dude won stuff. I'm like, his name kept coming out of the basket. I'm like, wait a minute. I said to his wife, how's he going to use all this stuff? His son won stuff. His son's the quarterback at what, University of Charlotte?
Yep.
And I'm like, he won the kayak. I'm like, what are you not supposed to win this kayak? What are you going to do with this kayak? Leave it home in the garage. And coach's wife said, I got enough stuff in boxes in the garage right now. These guys aren't going to be able to use any of this stuff. He's not going to be able to go play. I said, coach, you got to go to work.
Yeah, it was cool to see Coach Billy Gonzalez, who was the interim coach at Florida last year after Billy Napier got fired, longtime wide receivers coach for the Gators. He's now at Texas as an analyst. I'm not going to lie to you. First time I saw him, I wasn't real happy because I got flashbacks of that Texas-Florida game last year that I've tried to remove from my memory. It's like, wait, he's wearing UT gear. What's going on? And it's like, all right, he's a friend now. He's on the right side of history. We like this dude. But yeah, he won a few times. I won something in the raffle. Thank you for rigging. I mean, thanks for an honest raffle, sir. Really appreciate that.
I love the little kid. I love Xander, who kept pulling his dad's name out. And I'm like, hey, whatever you do, don't pull your dad's. And his dad does a lot. His dad will spend about $1,500 to $2,000 in raffle tickets, BK. And so his name kept, I said to the kid, hey, don't pull your dad's name out. He kept pulling, every once in a while he'd pull his dad out. He kept giving his dad boots, Ariat boots.
Yeah, the kid was doing his best David Stern impression. He's got the frozen envelopes in there. He did, like, knew exactly which one his dad put in. Maybe his dad was like folding the corners on the raffle tickets. I don't know what he was doing.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah, his son was rigging it more than you ever could.
I know. I love it. And I love when the people aren't there. And if they go home and, sorry, he gone. That means he doesn't get it.
Oh, yeah. If no one reacts when you call a name, if no one reacts within a half second, people are like, next, he's gone. He left. Yeah, it's like the guy's just in the back corner, like getting up, walking over there. He's like, wait, over no, here in time.
No, and to Louis Miller Barbecue and Wayne Miller, that was awesome.
Yeah, always, always.
I got the chicken at the house. I still got a whole thing of chicken just waiting for me all week long. Big man's going to get big with chicken and mashed potatoes this week.
I was selfless for the first time in my life. I let the employees at the Hyatt Lost Pines take the other leftover food versus me just grabbing three giant trays of brisket. I took one for the team for once.
Good. Well, and believe me, it was gone, wasn't it?
Oh, it was gone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they snagged it right away. They asked if this was anyone's. Does anyone want this? I was like, you know what? Y'all take it. It's good food. Take it home. Yeah. Share it with the boys. Share it with whoever. It'll be good.
And for those who got Cavender stuff, I think the folks at Cavender's, I didn't see them. They were at the hole number one doing their thing, and people said that was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It was fun. It was my first time playing in the event. And, boy, we did not win. We did drink, I think, more than any other team.
Oh, that's for sure, probably. And, oh, yeah.
We had Wags and Rodney and me, but the ringer.
And Wags' buddy had another military dude out there.
Yeah. The ringer when it came to drinking was.
Can he pound those? Can he pound them? He was, was he a real ringer?
We probably took like seven shots on the course. Wags and Rodney only took one and they're like, nah, I can't handle this. So the Marine's looking to me. He's like, you're young. You're not married. You don't have kids to go home to. Like, you take them. I was like, all right. I guess so.
Might as well.
And it was a nice day.
It was, a little warm breeze. Yeah. But it can get muggy down there at Lost Pines amongst those big trees.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, it was hot. There's no doubt. But the breeze helped and just no rain. Like you said, it's been raining every weekend here, it feels like. So to get a dry Friday was great. So, yeah, well done by you, as always. Stop asking Buck if there's going to be a 26 mullet open. All right. He's already made the announcement. Relax. You had your fun. Now we move on to other things.
Maybe a bowling tournament or something.
There you go. Now we're talking, right? Oh, there. Yeah. We'll film the Big Lebowski or Kingpin part two.
There you go. But it's well worth it. And it's well worth it to see those people. You know, those are people that sometimes you only see them once a year. But, Kevin Ott and some of the great people that we get a chance to see. It's just fun to see them. Longtime listeners. And, you pick up some new listeners. The ladies that were at Starbucks said, I'm going to start listening to the show now.
Nice.
I said, you are? I said, you don't have to. You probably shouldn't. But they said, oh, yeah, we're going to.
No way. Tell her to listen. We need all the Starbucks employees tuned in.
And all those local, Starbucks.
Yeah, we don't have a coffee shop. Let's get Starbucks on as a partner.
Come on, absolutely, man. Since they've gone up about 30, 40 cents on their coffee right now, might as well listen.
They should be able to afford it. And, we do have some Mullet Open shirts we'll give away.
Nice.
For folks who did not get to attend some of those great polos. They're all extra large. I think I have four or five of them. Just 1X. Not too biggin.
And then, they actually got the mullet on it now this year.
They're really cool. Let me grab one real quick.
Chris Reyna made sure that we got the mullet logo on there.
Yeah, they look the great. Here's the, nice style driver golf polos. We've got a few of them. If you want one, just shoot me a DM on Twitter. I'm not going to ship these. I love y'all. I'm not going to pay to ship these out individually. If you want one, you've got to meet me at the 7-Eleven with our
guy.
I will meet you in the parking lot. I'll even have a roller with you if you want. And I will I'll get you one of these leftover Mullet Open shirts. But, reach out to me if you're interested. Got a few of them. It'll be first come, first served. And we'll... again, you have to come meet me for pickup, and we'll find a time to make it happen.
We got a game 7 too, BK, tonight, huh?
In the NHL.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll get your gold star locks too, because we got some NBA to get into. Game 1, Spurs Thunder coming up tonight, and a game 7 in the Eastern Conference of the National Hockey League coming up this evening. But we'd love to start with some Texas Longhorns conversation. A perfect weekend on the diamond for both Texas softball and Texas baseball. The Longhorns going 6-0 across those two sports. We'll start with the Texas softball team because they're already in the postseason. The Longhorns sweeping the Austin Regional to advance to the Super Regionals for the seventh consecutive year. And this has become one of the most dominant programs in college softball. Obviously, Texas coming off the national championship in 2025, and they made it look easy. Two-run rule victories. Their closest game was 7-0. That was a shutout of Baylor yesterday to sweep the Austin Regional and win that Austin Regional final. But just a dominant weekend for Texas softball. And Buck, in any sport, you want to be playing your best in the postseason.
Yeah, that's getting to a crescendo right there, BK.
Exactly. Remember, the Longhorns were kind of up and down. They didn't really finish the regular season on a high, but they go to the SEC tournament in Lexington. They win that, and then they carry that momentum over to the Austin Regional. They've won six in a row, and they look really, really good right now.
Yeah, they look good. Defense, offense, the pitching is outstanding. But, boy, everybody that comes to the plate, you're thinking is going to get a hit or get a home run. I mean, they are swinging the bat right now.
They are. Yeah, four homers yesterday in that regional final win against Baylor. Katie Stewart had two of them. She leads the team. I mean, she's already set a school record for the most homers in a single season in Texas softball history, and she's just piling on to that record right now. I think
she's just a junior. She's got another year, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. 27 homers. And obviously we're hoping the Longhorns have a number of games left to play so she can pile on to that. Reese Atwood hit a homer. We all know how good she is. One of the best players in college softball. She's fantastic. Caden Henry hit the other homer yesterday for the Longhorns. And then, like you said, Tegan Kavan, who, I don't want to say single-handedly, the Longhorns got contributions from everybody last year, but Kavan was the biggest reason why Texas won it all in 2025. Three-hit shutout against Baylor. I mean, she's pitching incredibly well. Again, no surprise. And, yeah, this team is firing on all cylinders. They're really, really talented. They're the number two national seed in this thing, and they are two wins away from getting back to the Women's College World Series. And they will host Arizona State this weekend. Bit of an upset in college softball in College Station. Remember, we talked about when the bracket came out that Texas was the 2 seed and A&M was the 15 seed. And if both teams won their respective regionals, they were going to link up in the Supers. Well, the Longhorns did their part, but poor Aggies.
They're out. I mean, last year they were the number one team in the nation. Number one seed, got beat at home.
Yeah.
And look at them now, again.
I know, not as good this year, but they collapsed. I think last year they lost in the Supers. This year they didn't even get out of the regional round. Wow. And Arizona State's good. They did win the Big 12 tournament.
We're talking about the Big 12. Come on.
I know. And they beat the Aggies twice. They played them twice. They beat them twice. And in the regional final, they run ruled them.
I know.
How about a walk-off grand slam to clinch a run rule in College Station against Texas A&M? Tough scene for the A&M.
I like them bubbles.
How you like them bubbles? I guess they didn't want the smoke, you know?
Really?
They didn't want to play Texas. They were scared. It's like, oh, we might as well lose now so we don't have to lose to Big Sister in softball. We don't need that. Yeah. So congrats to Mike White and the entire Longhorn softball team. Making us proud once again. And look, they've got work to do, obviously. This is a team that has a legitimate shot to win another national championship, though. Arizona State's good. That series starts on Friday. It's a best 2 of 3. All the games will be at McCombs Field, but a very, very impressive start to the NCAA tournament for Texas Longhorns. They outscored their three opponents 25-1 in the three games. The only team that scored was Wagner, the 4 seed. They shut out the 2 seed Wisconsin 9-0 and then shut out the 3 seed Baylor 7-0. So, Wagner, congrats to you. You scored against Texas. Well done.
Good job.
You still got run ruled. That's all you get. So, that was Texas softball. And then you had Longhorn baseball also sweeping over the weekend. Texas finishing up its regular season with 3 straight victories against Mizzou. And we talked about it on Thursday before the series began, Buck. For Texas, the job was simple. Take care of business against the worst team in the league at your home ballpark, and you are going to be a top 8 national seed in the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
The Longhorns only needed to win 2 of 3, but you wanted them to sweep a team like Mizzou. They swept them. They took care of their business. Everything we wanted to see, we saw.
Yeah, I mean, and both teams are just hitting the ball, both men and women. Boy, they come up to bat, and they are swinging it now.
Yeah.
This is the time of the year where, you know, you start to get a little nervous. When you start getting nervous and you're trying to get runs, you're trying to get on base, and you let strikes go by because you want to get on base no matter what it is and no matter what way you get on. But those guys are up there swinging too. They're like the ladies. They're not sitting to wait to get on base. They're getting on base. They're hitting on base.
That was a good bounce back for the Texas baseball team after that disappointing series loss on the road at Tennessee last weekend. I think we were all curious to see how Texas would respond, and they did. They responded in a big way. And you're right, they got contributions from the bats. I mean, Texas scored 29 runs across the three games, solid contributions on the mound. I mean, just total team performances for Texas. And the Longhorns, they got some help from around the conference as well. With those three wins, Texas clinched sole possession of second place in the SEC. So the Longhorns will be the 2 seed in the SEC tournament. They get the double bye, and their first game will be on Friday. But, Texas won 8 of their 10 SEC series. I think that's 2 years in a row. Like, since joining the SEC, and obviously this coincides with Jim Schlossnagel taking over, the Longhorns have played 20 SEC series. They've won 16 of them. And just like in every other sport, Buck, there was a lot of doubt, a lot of haters, a lot of naysayers were like, oh, yeah, you're not going to be ready for the SEC. It just means more. It's different over here. Hey, congrats on having some success in the Big 12, but that ain't going to fly in this league. I mean, a first place finish last year, a solo second place finish this year. I feel like Texas is doing just fine when it comes to SEC baseball.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt. Now they just got to – I guess they got to get their pitching lineup and what they want to do on that number 2 start, because I'm a little confused.
Yeah, well, I think we all are a bit confused. Like the one, I guess there were some downsides. I called it basically a perfect weekend for Texas softball and baseball. They won every game that they played, but unfortunately for the baseball team, a couple of injury nuggets to discuss. Max Grubbs, who has been one of the most reliable bullpen arms for Texas over the last 2 seasons. He's out for the year. Underwent season-ending arm surgery. You know, we heard on Thursday from Schloss that he was not going to pitch in the Mizzou series.
Right.
We knew something was up, obviously, and unfortunately, it's worst-case scenario. He went under the knife. His season is done, so that's a big loss in the pen. And then Ruggeri Rojas, who got the start in the finale on Saturday, threw 5 pitches, got one out, and then he was done. And it's like, uh-oh, that's not normal.
Yeah, is that just soreness, or is that something that's been going on that nobody knew about? Obviously, they're not allowed to be telling you about injuries, but they do have injury updates in the SEC. So it's just how bad is it? Is it one of those deals we won't see him for a while, or is he going to be is it just giving him rest after 5 pitches? Just a weird thing. 5 pitches and then you take a seat.
Right. Well, here was Jim Schlossnagel. He was obviously asked about that after the win on Saturday. And here's Schloss answering the Ruggeri Rojas question.
We basically just wanted him to get an appearance on senior day, to be honest with you. And I'm not going to tell you he felt like a 10, but he didn't feel any worse than last week. So I knew we wanted to get Cody Howard an extended look. We wanted to get Higgins in the game. And so, Ruger, you know, we get a chance to really give him a chance to reset between now and the regional.
Is it reset or get healthy? Is he a 10? Okay, what was he then? If he wasn't a 10, was he a 4? And you just wanted to get him out there because it was senior day?
Right. The velocity was a bit down in those 5 pitches, and it's been a bit down. And you remember the first month and a half of conference play, we were talking about Ruggeri Rojas as maybe the best pitcher in the league. And the second half of the season, just not quite as effective. He wasn't bad, but just not the same guy he was. And
no, remember I talked about different angles. He was coming at different angles. And so I was thinking there's something going on.
So, yeah, I think he's tired. I think he's tired. I think he's a bit worn down. And I think the hope is for Texas. Look, they wanted to get him out there. If Ruggeri Rojas wasn't a senior, it sounds like he wouldn't have pitched at all in the game on Saturday. They would have given him an entire day off. But my guess is, you know, Texas plays in the SEC tournament. You'd love to win it because it's a trophy. It's a banner. You get shirts and hats from our friends at Sue Patrick. But yeah, like everybody knows, the bigger priority is the actual tournament. So right. I don't think Ruger Riojas is going to pitch this week in Hoover. Even if Texas does go on a run, I think Schloss is like,
I agree with you.
Give you the week off, and then hopefully the version of you we saw earlier in the season is the version we get in the real postseason.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even gone in there and given him five pitches. I would have gone and let him get on the mound, tip his hat, and then see you later to the home crowd. And then just throwing, I wouldn't let him take a chance even throwing five pitches because it was senior. He could have thrown him left-handed. Who cares?
You would have. I think he has to throw one pitch if he's out there. So it's like,
okay, well, four too many others. I don't. What were they trying to see if he was going to be? He's going to fire him and be somebody different.
I think that was the plan. It's like one batter, you get him out, you're out of the game. You give up a hit, you're out of the game. Doesn't matter. Sure. Like that's, we're giving you one batter. Make the most of it, kid. And he did. Got the guy out, and that was it. So weird, peculiar. There was a bit of a hush around the crowd at UFCU Dish Falk Field when Jim Schlossnagel's walking out to the mound. It's like, oh, this is not normal.
Yeah, because people want to know, how hurt is he? That's what they want to know. How bad is it? Well, obviously, if you put him out there, it wasn't that bad.
That was exactly what I was going to say. Like, if he was really, really hurt and could not pitch, then he would not have pitched at all.
Right, I agree.
I think it's just more fatigue. I think it's just more fatigue, a bit worn down, long season. I think he's pitched more innings than he's ever pitched in his life. And maybe it's catching up to him a little bit. So, again, the hope is like, okay, 1.5 weeks, really 2.5 weeks, because I'm not going to say what he did on Saturday counts as an actual appearance. No. Hopefully 2.5 weeks between his last actual start at Tennessee and then regional play here in Austin is enough time to get Riojas, again, close to the guy he was a couple of months ago. That's all you can hope for at this point. I mean, Texas needs him. Yeah, you got Volantis, you've got your ace, we know that, but you need some starting pitching depth to make a deep run in this NCAA tournament, and Ruger Riojas is obviously a big part of that. So
yeah, so why take a chance? You're right. So why mess around with him in the last series? You didn't need to. You're absolutely right.
And you're playing Mizzou. Like you knew you were going to be able to beat that team, even if Riojas only got one guy out. So you know, if you're playing somebody tougher, then whatever. Also, the fact that the Longhorns had already won the first two games of the series, right. I think they knew they had done enough to, you know, clinch a top eight national seed. So I think that may be factored into the decision as well. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. One more bit of sound here from Coach Schloss. Greg Swindell will join the show, by the way, at the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on all of this and everything related to Longhorns baseball. Jim Schlossnagel was asked if he's going to pop champagne because Texas finished in sole possession of second place in the SEC.
No. I mean, we certainly didn't get to pop champagne after winning the thing last year. We all know what the standard is here, but I am proud of our team to win 19 games in this league. Is it 16 out of 20 series in 2 years? That's pretty awesome. To win 40 games in the regular season, awesome. It's hard to do, especially in today's college baseball in this conference. So really proud of our team, but we have got to be better. You know, we have got to play better, and we got to get healthy. And that's everybody this time of year, and we've played well enough to earn the right of the time to get healthy and the structure of the conference tournament. So we need to take advantage of that.
Yeah, they got to take advantage of those days off now and really get themselves healthy. Because I thought they had, you know, even in the Tennessee series that they did not win, I just thought they had the right mentality of swinging the bats and not waiting around. They've been aggressive over the last couple of series. So, and of course, the one that, you know, you wanted to win all three games, they did in the last one, and they were very aggressive. That's why I said, even with this softball team, boy, are they aggressive when they come to the plate. They don't care if it's first pitch. If you put it where they can hit it, they are swinging at it. They're not asking for walks. They're just asking to put it where they can put their bat on it. And boy, those girls get after it now.
They did. Yeah, great hitting weekend for both the girls and the guys. You know, Carson Tenney was awesome at the plate. Anthony Pack Jr. continues to be awesome at the plate. And again, with the ladies, we talked about Katie Stewart. We talked about Reese Atwood. I mean, they get contributions up and down their lineup. So it's two very good teams. I mean, two national championship contending teams. Obviously, softball has already started their postseason run. Baseball will begin this week in Hoover. And I'll say it right now. I'm going to be Joe fan. I'm going to be biased Joe fan with the way I treat the SEC baseball tournament. if Texas wins, yeah, I'll talk trash. I'll puff my chest out. I'll be bragging. I'll be like, oh, yeah, last year we won the regular season conference title. This year we won the conference tournament title, our first 2 years in the league. This isn't hard. I thought y'all said this would be tough. This is easy.
Baseball is a really, really tough league.
But if Texas loses in the first game, I'll be like, I don't care.
Like, there you go.
Yeah, it's like we're focused on the NCAA tournament. Like, that's what matters here. The Longhorns, again, because of the great regular season, all of those accomplishments that Schloss talked about there, all the wins and finishing second in the toughest conference of the sport, the Longhorns have already wrapped up a top eight seed. So they don't need to go on some kind of run in Hoover to bolster their resume. They're already fine in that regard. So I don't, you know, you want guys healthy. That's the biggest goal of the week, is nobody else get hurt. And that's my number one priority. But hey, if Texas wins it and nobody gets hurt, then you bet your ass I'll be talking some more. You know me. All right, we'll take your thoughts. The Coda text line, 512-222-9328. The YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch live chats are rocking and rolling as well. We'll have some Cabo Bob's gift cards. We'll give those away later in the week. So definitely keep it locked in for your chance to win. We'll get to some NBA playoff conversation in a moment. But before we shift gears, Buck, how about our first round of sponsor shout outs?
So to our friends over at Woods Comfort Systems, folks, it's going to be warm today, close to 95 degrees. So the heat is on, which means the air conditioning needs to come on in your home and come on properly. So if you're having any problems with that, as you found out over the weekend when it was a little bit humid and something's not quite right, call our friends at Woods Comfort Systems. For 70 years in Central Texas, they have been doing air conditioning and heating, and now they do plumbing. Trust to them. If you have a plumbing problem indoors or outdoors, you can call in their technicians. They'll get to you. 70 years of Central Texas, Woods Comfort Systems, nobody does it better.
No, they don't. WoodsComfortSystems.com is the website. 512-842-5066 is the number to call. And
Google me.
Google them.
Yes.
Their reviews are insane. Speaking of insane reviews, McCall Custom Homes. Good to see our guy Mike McCall at the Mullet Open on Friday.
Wife, the baby, the whole gang was there.
Whole gang was there hanging out for the weekend. And, man, they're the best at what they do. If you want to upgrade your home, you got to reach out to our guy, Mike McCall. First of all, he's a great dude. Like, you're just going to enjoy chopping it up with him. Great guy from Austin, big Longhorn fan, Texas grad. And you just enjoy having a conversation with this guy. But what can he do for you? Well, kitchen remodels, bathroom renovations. You want to add on to your home, maybe add some life to your outdoor space, anything like that. If you want to build a home from scratch, reach out to McCall Custom Homes. They specialize in home building and remodeling, and they've got more than four decades of experience. It's a father-son team. It's been doing this in Central Texas for a long time. A-plus rated by the BBB. Tons of great reviews online. We trust our homes to McCall. You should too. 512-633-9580. That's Mike's personal line. Call him, text him, or you could go to their website, McCallCustomHomesATX.com. Free estimates to listeners of this show. It's McCall Custom Homes. We build value into your home.
And like I said before, these early bird drops coming in today. Oh. The back pain is definitely here. And this stuff has worked for me when I'm playing golf. It's going to work for me when I've been on my feet Thursday and Friday in the hard pan. I need to have those drops. I'm going to start that out after this show and just chill out. Should have done it yesterday while I was watching golf. That would have been a perfect time. But Jim Nance put me to sleep.
Yeah.
That guy almost rocked me out. I mean,
you don't eat early bird CBD when you're listening to Hello. Oh,
it's unbelievable. But those will help. That takes away some of the pressure on my back, and it has worked for me so far. The gummies have worked, and now I'm going to the drops as of today. Love those early bird CBD gummies, and I'm going to love the – what you got there?
Gummies.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
The watermelon gummies. I actually popped a strawberry gummy after the Mullet Open when I got home on Friday. Just popped one, melted into the couch, watched some sports, and went to bed.
There you go.
And slept like a baby. That's the beauty of early bird CBD. We love them. We think y'all will too. And how about a 20% off discount code? Just use promo code Bucky at checkout at earlybirdcbd.com, and you're going to get 20% off your first order from our great friends at Early Bird CBD. And a quick shout out to our friends at CentexTickets.com. If you are looking for tickets, hey, to the Austin Super Regional coming up for Texas softball. Any Longhorn baseball postseason game. Austin FC matches. San Antonio Spurs playoff tickets. They're in the Western Conference Finals. Yes, the series starts in Oklahoma City, but games 3 and 4 and 6 will be in San Antonio. You want to catch any sporting event, any concert, any festival, comedy show, Broadway show, any big event across the great state of Texas, only one place you need to look to find your tickets, SendTextTickets.com. Don't forget the promo code SendText10 for 10% off of your purchase. Excuse me. All right, let's dive into some NBA postseason conversation, Buck. The conference finals are set. We had a couple of series wrap up over the weekend. We'll take things way back to Friday, where the San Antonio Spurs absolutely dismantled the Minnesota Timberwolves in game 6 of that series in Minneapolis, about 139 to 109. The final. Man. And the young Spurs left no doubt. They led wire to wire. They led by as many as 37. They shot 56% from the floor as a team. They also set a franchise playoff record with 18 three-pointers made, and they were also efficient from beyond the arc. It was a dominant performance from the opening tip and a very impressive way for San Antonio to advance to the conference finals for the first time in nearly a decade.
Yeah, it wasn't all about Wimby. It was everybody. Everybody had a hand in that one now.
Yeah, Stephon Castle was the leader. He had 32 points and 11 rebounds. Yeah, Wimby only had 19. We're used to seeing more from him. But like you said, I mean, everybody else stepped up. De'Aaron Fox had a big night. Dylan Harper had another strong performance. I mean, it was just everybody contributing for San Antonio. And they had their bench players in for the majority of the fourth quarter. Like, both teams pulled their starters with like 9 or 10 minutes left. The game was well in hand. They could have done that before then, honestly. Yeah, just a really, really impressive showing by San Antonio. Here was Mitch Johnson after the game. Like, a big storyline for the San Antonio team is everyone thinks they're ahead of schedule, right? They missed the playoffs last year. No, it's Mitch Johnson's first full season as the head coach there. It's only year 3 for Victor Wembanyama. I think people thought the Spurs were going to take a step this season, but to go from where they were to now conference finals and a team that won 60 games during the regular year, I don't know if anybody saw that coming. Mitch Johnson.
That's a strong conference, too. That is.
Yeah, it is. And Mitch Johnson was asked that question, like, do you think you're ahead of schedule now that you've reached the NBA's Final Four? Here was his response to that.
And again, I'm not being facetious, but like, ahead of schedule what? Right? Like, I understand the general expectations of what we were supposed to in October aren't necessarily aligned with where we're at right now. So if that's your question, I would guess by general consensus, then ahead of that schedule. But we never talked about what we were going to be or what we were going to do. We just knew that we had a lot of potential and we were going to try to be the best team we can be. And those guys in that locker room have given themselves to the team and each other. And it's been pretty fun when you see a group of guys that are willing to give themselves to the team, the process, regardless of what that means for themselves. Harrison Barnes tonight didn't play to the fourth quarter, had monster plays again. I know the score was what it was, but you need every single possession. You need every single thing you can in this league at this moment during the playoffs. That's one thing we've learned in the 11 games that we've played. And when we have guys doing that, it's a powerful thing.
Is your voice going to make it through another series?
No idea.
You know, I think people have a different outlook on the Spurs than they do like the Rockets. The Rockets, it would be, yeah, we've taken another step. We're just missing some pieces. And then, you know, we got enough guys as time goes on to mature enough and we get the right players. But with the Spurs, I think people have a different mindset because not only of Wimby, but the others that are around, you know, and just that organization. I mean, they expect that they're going to win. They're not looking to make a better step this year. And then next year, they'll win the final. No, they expect to, if you make it to the championship, you expect it to win the championship. And not just that championship, but the NBA championship, I believe.
Well, the Rockets are going in the wrong direction, right? The Spurs are ascending. Yeah. The Rockets are descending right now. And the Spurs are better right now, and their future outlook is significantly brighter.
Oh, they got better players, too.
Yeah, yeah. They're in a good spot. And for San Antonio, look, yes, they are ahead of schedule. There is zero doubt that they are ahead of schedule.
Right.
But like you said, They're not saying, oh, hey, we've already accomplished a ton. We're proud of what we did this year. Nobody thought we were going to get to the West Finals, and here we are. This is great. No, they're 8 wins away from an NBA championship. And if you ask me, they're 4 wins away from an NBA championship, because I think the winner of the West is winning the whole thing. Sure. So now the 4 wins are going to have to come against the defending champs, the team that was the best team in the league all season long. But the Spurs did win 4 of their 5 regular season meetings against Oklahoma City. There's some familiarity there. They should have some confidence going into this series. And yeah, it's not just, oh, we're ahead of schedule. It's no, we're right there on the cusp of winning an NBA title. That's our focus right now. We're not just happy to be here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's Wimby on any on a lot of teams that are close makes them a contender immediately. I mean, that's just the way it is. He's the best basketball player in basketball right now. That's not the MVP. He just can change the whole outlook of it. Doesn't matter who he played for, BK. The last place team in the league, he changes everything immediately. But now the others around him are playing like real mature bat. They're young guys that are playing some unbelievable mature basketball right now as a group. So their expectations are we're winning the whole thing. Now they got to go through OKC, like you said, a veteran group now. Still quite a young team, but a veteran group when it comes to playoff experience. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Game one tonight in OKC. Jalen Williams is back for the Thunder. He's been out since April 22nd dealing with the hamstring strain. Obviously, Oklahoma City hasn't needed him. The Thunder are 8-0 right in these playoffs, but the Spurs are a different animal compared to the shorthanded Lakers and the Phoenix Suns, who OKC got in round one.
They didn't even take any chances with him. That dude probably could have played, and they said, we're not even going to think about you
playing. Yeah, they knew they didn't need him against the two opponents that they've already met. And you mentioned it. I mean, yesterday, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was named NBA MVP for the second consecutive year. Congrats to him. He's the 14th player in league history to go back-to-back when it comes to the Most Valuable Player Award. Wimby finished third. You wonder if it's a little extra motivation for Wemby. Again, you're playing in a conference final. You shouldn't need that stuff. But you get to go up against the guy that won the MVP award instead of you. Perhaps a little more fuel to the fire of Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, I don't know if he's that guy. I just think he's that guy that thinks he's the best player in basketball. He's at the point of his career right now where he's just learning some things, but he thinks he's the best basketball player there is. And for a guy that has all those tools to think that way and think that way hard, I don't think he's like, oh, I'm going to show them. He's just going to play. Yeah. And to the best of his ability, like he played the other night. You know, yeah. It wasn't the other night, he didn't score 50, but he was so much a part of what they did, you know, when the other guys were so good. He's just going to show how important he is to that team. And it's not like he has to score 80, you know, a bunch of points. He doesn't need that. He just has to do those things that they need him to do. And they should be okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say if Wemby scores 80 tonight, the Spurs will take game one.
Yeah, they will cover.
Okay. I don't think he goes for 80, but you're right. He impacts the game in so many different ways, not just on defense. I think most people focus on like how he impacts it on defense, but he doesn't have to score to just impact the game on offense because he attracts so much attention because of how good and unique he is that it does make life easier for the other four guys around him who are obviously elevating their games too. I'm not trying to discredit the Castles and the Foxes and the Harpers of the world, but and there's no doubt playing next to the alien makes life a lot easier.
Boy, that certainly does make it easier, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. So would love to get your thoughts. Game one tonight in Oklahoma City, north of the Red River. The Thunder are 6.5-point home favorites. Do you have a gold star lock for the people?
Yeah, I'll take the Spurs for 100,000-unit play.
You calling the upset, or are you saying just to cover?
Just to cover.
So you think the Thunder win a close one tonight?
Yeah, I think we'll get a thriller tonight in game one.
Okay. Yeah, I
think the real maturity of OKC will come out tonight, you know, down the stretch.
I would love to see this one go the distance, right? I mean, these are the two best teams in the league, two 60-win teams. We don't always get matchups. We don't often get matchups like these in the postseason. Felt like these teams have been on a collision course for a long time, and it's nice that we're actually getting it. But I'm hoping it's just 7 heavyweight rounds coming.
Yeah, their MVP is going to play to prove a point too. Why he is the 2-time MVP. He's not. That's not just some scrubby guy playing. That guy's going to be That guy's going to be lit up tonight and ready to go.
Well, just get ready. I mean, I think Spurs fans know. People watch enough basketball to know about SGA. Again, he's won the MVP award 2 years in a row. But he is a frustrating player to play against.
He'll be mopping up against. His body and his uniform tonight. He'll be on the ground a lot.
Yep, and it's like, oh, my God, that's what he does. He flops all over the place. So get ready for a flop fest in this one. But, yeah, game one tonight should be spectacular theater. NBC, you don't have to worry about streaming. Oh, wait, you don't have NBC.
No, I have NBC. No, that's right. I don't have NBC. I have ABC, CBS, yes.
You got to get NBC.
Yeah, I'm done with Fubo. They're about done.
Got to go back to YouTube TV.
I know. What the hell is going on? I mean, generally these things don't last this long, you know? It's a year.
I know. You can't. There's too many good sporting events on NBC.
I know. I missed horse racing again this weekend.
You missed the Preakness.
Yes. It was not at Pimlico.
You're such a big horse racing fan. What are you doing to yourself? You're torturing yourself.
I know. You're telling me.
I am telling you to change your TV provider.
So sick of messing with this TVs and internet and all this other stuff.
I would send you my login, but I don't think you'd know what to do with it.
No, I'd screw up I'd screw up something here and it would be all messed up, and then I'd have to call somebody over here to fix it.
The NBA Finals are on the NBC this year.
I'll be headed to bars.
When's the last time you've been to a bar?
And sat and watched. I'm just going to go and sit and watch, yes.
Okay. Be careful out there at those places.
No, you know? I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to drink anything. Some sweet tea and have a nice meal. Maybe I go to Cover 3 and just chug it out.
I like that. I love Cover 3. Best sports bar in town. So there you go. 100,000 units on the Spurs tonight, plus 6.5. I guess while we're on the topic of Gold Star Locks, I will mention that you are still down 100,000 units in the playoffs.
And I'll take another 100,000 on Buffalo on the road, Montreal.
No, the game is in Buffalo.
Oh, it is? Okay. Then I'll definitely take them at home. Yeah, that's 150,000 units. Thank you for the extra 50.
Okay. Yeah, on the ice, you've got a game 7 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Montreal at Buffalo. What am I doing?
They're at home. I'll take it for 200,000 unit play.
They did lose game 5 at home.
Dude, they are flying around the place. Their defense will be good tonight.
They won. They lost game 5 at home. Then they went to Montreal and won game 6, 8-3.
Yeah, they put a bunch of numbers on them. They'll do it again tonight.
Game 7 tonight back in Buffalo.
200,000
unit play.
Yeah, 200,000 unit play. Big play tonight.
You are very fortunate that you're not down a lot more, because our last day of picks, I guess it was probably last Wednesday, because you were off on Thursday, and then Friday we were having a good time at the Mullet Open. You had the Pistons in whatever game they lost against the Cavs, game 5 at home. And then you also had the Colorado Avalanche in game 5 against Minnesota. They were down 3-0 and came back and won in overtime. Otherwise, you'd be down 400,000 units right now.
Would have, could have, should have.
I know. Just thank your lucky stars that you're still close to even right now, sir. That's all I got to say. All right, so there you go. We'll get to the other NBA game. We also have to talk about the PGA Championship as well. But before we get to anything else, how about another quick round of sponsor shout-outs?
So to our friends over at Sue Patrick, of course, since 1975, the incredible selection of Longhorn apparel, and they've got it all, collectibles, accessories. They've got tons of Texas-themed items and a wide variety of men's and women's clothing, folks. Sue Patrick offers free shipping on online orders of $59 or more, free curbside pickup, and plenty of parking space at 5222 Burnett Road. And boy, when that piece of luggage went at the Mullet Open, kid was a student, and he said, I needed this carry-on. And he said, it's perfect. I'm a big Longhorn fan, and now I got Longhorn carry-on gear from Sue Patrick. The Bag Apes won't be able to harm that. Well, maybe, because it's not going to be thrown around down below. It's going to go right upstairs in the luggage
department, yep.
Which is good. Folks, Sue Patrick is definitely the jelly cat capital of the world. And what's that other line of stuff that we don't want to get too many people there buying?
Neato.
Nuggets? Nuggies?
Neato.
Neato. Neo.
Yeah. Neo from the Matrix. Neo.
Neo. Okay, they've got tons of that there just for you. But thank you to Jay and Sue and the whole gang over there for the wonderful gifts at the Mullet Open. For more information, head on over to SuePatrick.com, folks.
Love Sue Patrick. Shout out to them. Also, shout out to AV Consultations. Yeah, speaking of great supporters of the Mullet Open, you mentioned this earlier. Tom McKay giving away two 85-inch TVs at the 25th annual Mullet Open. Just a charitable guy. Always has been, always will be. Fantastic person, but also his company is fantastic as well. Maybe you didn't win the TVs. Well, you could still be a winner if you call Audiovisual Consultations, because they'll come out to your place and upgrade your home TV setup. Big screens, projectors, surround sound speakers. They do all of those things and more. Golf simulators, whole home lighting, surveillance systems to keep you and your loved ones safe. They do all of that and more. All of the toys to help elevate your home and make it a more enjoyable place to live for you, also your family and for friends as well. AV Consultations, that's what they're all about. They've been hooking up Central Texas since 1988. Let them hook you up to 512-255-8678. Find out more online at avconsultations.com.
Sweet.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's talk a little PGA Championship, Buck. The second major of the golf year is in the books. How about Aaron Rye?
A-Aaron.
Wow. Shooting a 5-under 65, which included 4-under on the back nine. He shot his lowest score in a major round in his life by 2 shots. Like, by far and away, it was the best round he's ever played in any major in his career. And he ends up winning by 3 strokes to take home his first major championship chip. Congrats to Aaron Rye out of nowhere.
Yeah, man, talking about being steady, just a steady, you know, attitude steady, just putting steady. Everything he did was like he had been there before. Like, this guy's won on the tour an awful lot, you know. But he had confidence in the way he played all week long. And he showed it on Sunday, because I thought that guy was going to eventually gag it, because he was starting to gag a little bit. And the people that were behind him, John Rahm and, you know, a little crybaby Rory and some of those other guys, like Scottie Scheffler was just – speaking of gagging it away, that guy, his 4-foot putting stroke, you know, I got a putting green here, Scotty. You can come over at any time and get some practice in.
Oh, on those four footers,
those right to left turn ones. Oh my goodness.
You're trying to give Scotty Scheffler advice on how to play?
I'm just getting him some putting. He can come over here and putt. Sometimes you need to get on some different. Those greens were unbelievable. That, you know, watching golf all these years and looking at courses and saying, oh, you know, this U.S. Open rough is bad. I've never seen anything like it. Well, I've never seen a course like that. It was laid out so nicely, but it was just – there was pitfalls on every hole.
Yeah, there were some tough elements, a lot of wind too, especially in the afternoons during all 4 rounds.
And where they laid, where they put the pin placements were just – brutal.
Placements were tough. The greens were fast. You mentioned that the rough was incredibly thick. I mean, even the first cut of rough, you couldn't find your ball half the time. So some of the lies were horrible. Yeah, it was not a fun weekend for a lot of guys, but Aaron Rye stepped up when it mattered most. And like you said, I mean, John Rahm was lurking. Rory was lurking. Oberg, Schauffele, Justin Thomas, big names, guys who have been there, done that. They were all pretty high up on the leaderboard at some point during Sunday's round, and it didn't matter for Aaron Rye. That was only his second PGA Tour win of his career. I mentioned his first major, only his second ever win on the PGA Tour. Buck, his best finish in a major before yesterday, tied at 19th. Like, he's never been close to winning one of these things. And like you said, cool, calm, collected, nothing fazed that dude at all. Well, he's got the O.J. Simpson gloves going on.
He had both of them. That was unbelievable.
That's a weird – I mean, he always plays with those, but every time I see it – because they don't show him a lot unless he's in contention, because he's not a household name, but he's got 2 black gloves that he plays with, and it looks like he took his arthritis medicine because the gloves were fitting just fine. But that's a weird bit. Is he driving somebody after the tournament?
Driving Miss Daisy or something? Yeah, it was kind of cool. He had – you know, he'd done that as a kid, and he just never got over it. That's just Dad had him on two gloves, and now he just he learned how to play with him. And some other, and you know, some of the things they talked about, he has head covers on his irons because he, you know, he grew up where, hey, listen, I can't have my irons nicked up. You know, you see guys throwing their clubs around. He's like, oh no, my parents taught me here. You put covers on these because you nick them up. They're yours. They're going to be yours for a long time. So
about that.
Yeah. He's just has kept his ways from being a kid, you know?
Has he, he's had the same club since he was a kid, you
no,
think?
No, he's not had the same clubs, but he put head covers on them because when he was a kid, he couldn't afford to get them nicked up. And now, you know, if he wants a new set, he'll get a new set every week probably, but he's just done that as a kid. So he's learned how to, I'm going to take care of my stuff.
That's interesting. Aaron Rye is an Englishman, but like the Brits don't like him at all because he's like barely English. Like he's from there. His parents are Indian. He grew up in the States. He lives in the States. So I love him even more because I don't like the English. But
oh, no,
he chooses to not live over there means he's a good person.
Yeah, he lives in Jacksonville.
And did you notice how his teeth look normal? That means he's not a true Englishman. Those are the rules. And he didn't smell weird, I don't think. But, yeah, impressive showing by him. And how about that 68-foot birdie putt on 17? I mean, he already had the tournament won, like barring a total choke. But, like, all right, maybe he three putts here, and then if he bogeys on 18, it could open up the door for somebody else. And then instead, from 68 feet out, he birdies. I mean, that would have been an impressive two putt. Instead, he only needs one.
On that putting surface, it was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how he made that one. Sometimes it's your day. When it's your day, it's your day.
You're absolutely right. Sorry, Rory.
And yeah, how about Rory? I mean, maybe the bigger storyline was Rory losing his mind on a spectator yesterday who yelled USA after he hit a crappy shot. It wasn't during the backswing. He hit a bad shot, shanked it.
Yeah, he was in a bunker, and he didn't quite – it just landed on the fluff on top of the bunker. Didn't get to the green.
Yeah.
And he wanted to have the guy thrown out. He pointed at him. I'm like, come on, Rory.
The guy just yells USA, like he's far away. It's not like directly, hey, Rory, England sucks. Go USA. It wasn't that. It was just a run-of-the-mill USA chant that you get everywhere when you're playing a tournament in the States.
Yeah.
And Rory's like, shut the F up. Cameras caught him doing that. And then he's literally pointing to the security guard in the direction of the fan, getting him kicked out of the event.
I know. And it was kind of crazy. And Scheffler and Jordan Spieth were going through all the Eagles calls all week. I mean, all week long, like in the middle, you know, as they're walking down the fairway, they're getting it. They're not, you think they're trying to get guys kicked? They could care less.
Yeah. Well, that's why Scotty didn't play so well. He was tired of hearing about the Eagles. You know, two Dallas guys aren't going to perform well in Philadelphia, right? That's to be expected. But you're right. For Scotty, back to him for a second, he was 3-under on Thursday. He was tied for the lead for the first time ever in his career. He's been tied for the lead after an opening round of a major. And then he was plus run the rest of the weekend. Just never got it in gear.
And he never got him close. He never got his iron. Mm-hmm. Iron play close, but nobody was getting their iron play close. Nobody was hitting balls in there at 3 feet. You know, it just wasn't happening.
Yeah. I mean, the flat stick is what everyone's going to focus on, which that wasn't good for him and for a lot of guys. But yeah, so I mean, when Scotty's really on, he's throwing darts to within 3 or 4 feet towards like he can't miss these putts. They're too close. And he was leaving himself some 10 to 20 footers, which look, if he's on, he can make them. But putting is the weakest part of his game, and that showed up at a bad time for him. So we'll see.
And that's why my putting green is open to Scotty. If he just wants to take a little drive, if he wants to leave the Metroplex to come down and drive, that's fine. Yeah,
I like that. So you've got a fall school for athletes.
Yes.
You know, guys like Tua Tagovailoa is a graduate of your fall school. Victor Wembanyama, has he attended yet or waiting for after the year?
No, until he has another fall like that where he wants to go plant his face into the ground first, that he doesn't have one of the worst falls I've ever seen.
Between the Blazers where he got concussed and had to miss a game in that
first
round. Yeah. So he needs to go to your fall school. But now you've got a putting school for some PGA Tour professionals too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I let the Texas Cheaters come. They come by once a week. Once I take their money, then they want to come by. Can I come and putt on your green? I said, you guys can come at night, bring your cars and pull the cars up there with the lights on and putt. I don't want you on the property during the daytime.
Well, Scotty's invited. Rory's not invited. Screw
him. No, because I'm going to yell USA out the window at him.
He's going to get you evicted from your own house.
Come on.
What a loser.
That guy.
He just thinks he's bigger than the game. Like, he thinks it's all about him. And it's like, dude, it's golf. Like, relax.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Hey, it's golf, Rory. Relax.
He's Shooter McGavin to me. Rory McIlroy's Shooter McGavin.
Nobody's threatening you. They're just yelling out USA.
Give me a break. All right, so there you go. Congrats to Aaron Rye. Fun tournament, impressive showing from the fake Englishman on the back nine yesterday, and he gets his first major championship.